This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, this is Christine Wong, and you're listening to Raise Your Game on Enterprise. Now, I think as an entrepreneur, you often find a lot of people giving you a lot of different advice based on what position you are in your career, especially when you are in a time of trouble or crisis, or if you're trying to transition from one place in your career to another. And it can be very difficult to understand who to listen to, what advice to follow. So today I'm speaking to Dr. Lisa Ham, who is an executive director with the John Maxwell Team, providing a variety of leadership and professional development programs. So first of all, thank you so much for speaking to me today.
Thank you for having me. This is a great honor.
So first of all, you're involved with the John Maxwell team and you center around what is known as the Maxwell Method, which I believe is basically your term for all of the training and the courses that you do, right?
Correct. What this is, when we have companies or entrepreneurs, people who want to be speakers, coaches, or who need specific training in areas such as sales or marketing, we have a method that we use based on our, I would call him our patriarch. His name is John Maxwell, and he has written probably close to 100 books in the area of leadership. We use his proven methods called the Maxwell Method when we go into different organizations. So those people who would like to become professional speakers, or even if it's just that they're going to give a speech at a certain meeting and they're trying to gain some type of expertise, we have a method that we use called the Maxwell Method of Speaking. We also have the Maxwell Method of Coaching. So if you are going to be a life coach, a business coach, any type of coach, we have a method of training other coaches. And then also sales and marketing, and that's to prepare other businesses and different individuals as well, not just businesses. So that's why it's called the Maxwell Method.
So it seems like it's a very holistic approach to training where you try to cover all your bases in a way. Today we'll be focusing a lot more on talking to people about leadership and how to be in transition and in crisis as well. So one of the topics that you cover as a coach involves the laws of leadership. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes. One of the things that we use is a resource called the 21 Irrefutable Laws of Leadership, written by John Maxwell. And there are different, just like there's laws of the universe, there's laws of leadership. One of the things that we say is that follow them and people will follow you if you follow the irrefutable laws. And one of my favorite laws is called the law of the lid. It applies to every person in life because we're all leaders of something in our life. It might be a family. You're a leader of a family. It might be a leader of, you know, your business, whatever. And most of our listeners today are all in business, so we'll focus on that. But the law of the lid is, I'll give you a little story to illustrate it. A frog that's been put inside of a jar. Somebody puts a lid on top of the jar, and the frog continues to jump and hit his head on that lid. Eventually, he will jump just high enough so that his head no longer hits the lid. But when you remove the lid from the jar and the frog continues to jump, he doesn't realize that the lid has been removed and he will still only jump as far as he was jumping before. So in leadership, we have to realize that we have to find ways to take the lids off of our lives, those things that are limiting beliefs, limiting ways of operating, and therefore we can jump out of that box, jump out of that jar. And I was one of those people who went through that. I went through a terrible crisis as a CEO of a business that I started. It was actually an educational, very successful educational business. And because I went through this crisis, I was a victim of the system, so to speak. That put an enormous lid on my life. And I had no idea how I was going to jump out of it. I just knew it was a lid. So I began going back to my roots and what I was good at. And one of the things I was good at is developing other people. So I started my own independent business as a coach through the John Maxwell team. And I have decided to use all of my experience, all of my successes and failures to help other people so that they can have those same opportunities to pursue their dreams and to be able to live that. So that's how I was taking the lid off. So when we're looking at irrefutable laws of leadership, there are 21 of them, and I won't go through all of them right now, but all of us have the desire to leave some type of legacy, and that's another one. And whatever I did before in my life, I believed was going to be a legacy that I left. And I realized that someone else basically took over everything that I ever built. And even though it is my legacy, I'll never get credit for it. Someone else basically just came in, took over my organizations because of a change of a political regime. And I will absolutely have nothing, someone else is benefiting from all of my hard work. And I had to be able to release that. And I ended up being in transition, trying to figure out, you know, what am I supposed to do with my life? What am I supposed to do? What's my calling now? Because this was my calling. So as a result, I decided I was going to invest in just developing other people, be successful across the globe. And one of the ways, that's one of my ways of removing that lid, is to help other people remove theirs, so to speak.
I really like that with this 21 irrefutable laws of leadership that you're providing, not just an anecdote, but also, you know, your personal experience, because I really feel that a lot of the advice that we see in like books and on the internet and etc. is really difficult to take because we don't often feel like they relate to us. But not only do you speak about this, the law of the lid, but you've also lived the law of the lid as well, which I find, you know,
one of the
really
worst
useful.
Things, Christine, is when you have people that are teaching concepts that they've never experienced. And we need people that are going to help our executives today, our businesses today, across the globe, not to see the blind spots that they might have. And if you've not built your own businesses, you're not going to be able to help other people build theirs. And that's the advantage.
Having experience with what you teach is definitely really important, you know. I mean, you would never teach math without knowing math, right? But let's talk a little bit more about that transition, because I feel like that is something that not a lot of people touch upon. You often will get a lot of advice or content about already being a leader or how to improve being a leader. But what happens when you move from one space to the other? So let's talk a little bit more about that.
One of the things you have to know is how to take an assessment of what your gifts and passions are. You sometimes have to just do what you've got to do until you can do what you're meant to do, whatever your purpose is. But one of the things I like to do is I like to use this one assessment called Put Your Dreams to the Test that I do with clients when they have an idea, they have a business idea, they have a dream, and there are 10 questions that we use to see if you are really ready to pursue this. And this is what I've done for myself. So, and I think sometimes even if you have to do it regularly, some people do it with New Year's resolutions. Some people do it on their birthday where you take a life assessment. Sometimes there are those of us that are out there that have had a traumatic event happen in life, maybe the death of a loved one, or it could be a divorce, you know, anything that caused a total abrupt shift in your life. The way to handle this is to make sure that whatever that negative circumstance is, that we perceive that in a way that we know there's good that's going to come out of that if we persevere, if we endure, if we do the hard work. And there are 10 questions that I like to use from a resource called Put Your Dreams to the Test.
I really like your point about the fact that this is not an assessment that you only take once. It's an assessment that you do over and over again because you are in different places and different times of your life. And, you know, I think that is really important to note that self-development is an ongoing process and you're never going to be quite finished. It's not a one and done kind of thing. Unfortunately, we do have to take a short break right now. But after the break, then I'll continue speaking to Dr. Lisa Hamm all about the questions in the Put Your Dreams to the Test assessment. You're listening to Enterprise on BFM 89.9.
Balanced Frank Medium, BFM 89.9.
Good afternoon. This is Christine Wong, and you're listening to Raise Your Game on Enterprise. I'm speaking to Dr. Lisa Hamm, who is an executive director with the John Maxwell team, providing a variety of leadership and professional development programs. So we talked a little bit before the break about people in leadership who are in transition or who are in crisis. And the Maxwell method involves a lot of different areas, but today we're focusing on leadership specifically and how you can make a change and how to work through that transition. So we were discussing earlier about this assessment that you use called Put Your Dreams to the Test, and you were mentioning that it has 10 questions. So what would those questions be?
Well, the first question is all about ownership. The ownership question, is my dream really my dream? Are you doing this for yourself, somebody else's perception of you, or is this really your dream? Sometimes we are trying to fulfill somebody else's dream and not our own. So that's the first question, the ownership question. Second is a clarity question. Do I clearly see my dream? Can you tell it in one sentence? A lot of times we train everybody in business to be able to explain what they do in 30 seconds, what they call the elevator speech. And I wouldn't necessarily say you have to do that, but you have a very clear picture. That's the clarity question. And that it's written out very clearly. And the third is the reality question. Am I depending on factors within my control to achieve my dream? You know, you're not hoping, but you can actually do these things, what your skills are, what resources you have around you. And then the fourth, the passion question, does my dream compel me to follow it? That's how my first dream was. When I started my educational institutions, I mean, there was nothing going to stop me. Fifth is the pathway question. Do I have a strategy to reach my dream? We have to have a plan to accomplish it. The sixth question is the people question. Have I included the people I needed to realize my dream? That is so important. And that does require having resources. The seven, the cost question. Am I willing to pay the price of my dream? Now, if I were to know what the price of my first dream was, my answer to that question now would be no way. I had no idea what the cost of my first dream was going to be. But sometimes we don't really realize it. And a lot of times that involves not having time with family. It has a lot of different things to that. So you have to understand what the cost is really going to be. And then eight, I love this one, the tenacity question. Am I moving closer to my dream? Can I identify obstacles? Have I already been able to overcome in pursuit of my dream? Then nine, the fulfillment question. Does working toward my dream bring satisfaction? And then the very last one is the significance, and this is probably the most important question. Does my dream benefit others? That is the main thing. Whatever you're dreaming, is it just about prosperity, financial income, or are you making a difference in the world? Is this dream bigger than you? Is it going to benefit somebody else other than yourself along the way? So those are the 10 questions. If you are in a place of transition or you have a new business dream, these questions will help you to identify if you're in the right place. And sometimes a regular ongoing assessment of these things is really essential. I would call it your compass. You could use these as your compass, let you know whether you're going in the right direction or not.
What I really like about those questions as well is that they really force you to make a proper plan. You know, a lot of people have very big dreams, but don't really add a structure to how they want to achieve those dreams. So I like that it starts off with the emotional aspect of things, right? Do you feel passionate about this dream? Is this dream your own? And then it goes into, okay, so now let's make a plan for that dream. Can you fulfill those obstacles? Do you know the right people? And that, I think, is the part of that assessment that a lot of people tend to miss, the kind of practical side of following your dreams as well. So how did that assessment help you in your transition from your previous assignment to your current position?
Well, it helped me know that I was following the right direction. But when I couldn't answer with complete certainty on some of these questions, it let me know what area I still needed to work in. And sometimes that's why it's important to go back and look at these things again. So, you know, an example would be obviously the fulfillment question for me. Going in and seeing other people be successful in their businesses and with their endeavors, that fulfills me so much. I love to help other people achieve success. So I am, especially if they're contributing great things in the world, and I know this is the type of business that does, I get so much fulfillment from seeing other people's success. So that was an easy question for me to answer. But the pathway question was not a good question for me to answer, because having a strategy to reach my dream, this is uncharted territory what I'm in right now. The pathway of how to do that, how can I find these people who would benefit best from this? That pathway question is one of my struggles. So I'm constantly working in that area. That lets me know I need some coaching in that area. So you're never going to be good in every single one of these areas. You're not going to be 100%. Some of them you're going to be stronger in than others, and that's okay.
It's not a checklist, right? It's an assessment. So right. You don't have to necessarily be like, okay, I can do all those 10 things at once, and then that's the only time where I'm good to go and I can follow those dreams. It's more about trying to see how much you do have and how much you can improve as well. And I do like the fact that you are also aware that you have a gap in some of those areas as well. So this is all stuff that I really enjoy, because it forces you to really take a look at yourself and what your goals are, and to see where you can improve on trying to achieve them. So I was interested in how would you try to measure what the potential cost of following your dreams is as well, because that seems like one of the hardest questions to answer.
You know what for me it is? The cost is the uncertainty. Once you have something that you've built and you see it, you've built the momentum, and it's going so well, you know that you're accomplishing your goals. That is a place where you can have more certainty. But in my experience, all of a sudden I had this abrupt shift where the type of business that I had in education became a target of a political attack, and I got caught up in it, and it was completely a shock. It was just completely a shock. So I had to literally just pick myself back up and start all over again, knowing that I didn't want to go in that direction again. So the uncertainty part, am I going to be comfortable with being uncomfortable? And what are these things where I can add the most value? If I'm going to go through everything that I have been through in my life up to this point, what is going to make it all worth it? And I can remember, I use the worst possible examples we can think of. Viktor Frankl wrote a book called Man's Search for Meaning. He was a Holocaust survivor. He did a study. He was a psychologist. And he used the atrocity of the Holocaust to study people and how they survived. He studied the survivors, and he found out, how did they make it through this? And how can anybody, and this is for any type of person, how can we make it through these things that knock us off our feet. And so you think about the worst possible thing, and it could be those types of the genocide and the worst kinds of atrocities in the world. And this is the answer. He had three things. One was to focus on the love he had in his life. So whatever that love is, wherever you have that, that's the focus. Number two, to find meaning in what you've been through and meaning in your life, that significance, and to find a purpose to be able to use it going forward in your life. So those are the three things. And so with that uncertainty that I experienced, I learned how to at least know what direction to go. I might not have all the answers, and I still don't have all the answers, but what I can do is help people know what direction to go and how to search out those, and then to guide them along the way. So that's what I have learned in the process.
Wow, yeah. You know, I think that's a really interesting example of definitely people who are in crisis and who have learned from that. To be able to share that experience and that knowledge with other people is really important. Unfortunately, though, that is all the time we have for today. But I think that this assessment of putting your dreams to the test is really structured, and hopefully some of our listeners will benefit from knowing those questions and can apply that to their own lives if they are also in a place of transition. Thank you so much for speaking to me today, Dr. Lisa. And yeah, I wish you the best of luck in the future.
Thank you so much.
All right. This is Christine Wong. I've been speaking to Dr. Lisa Ham from the John Maxwell team. You've been listening to Raise Your Game, and this has been Enterprise. If you have missed any of this interview, you can download our podcast on our BFM app. It's available on the Apple App Store and Google Play. Stay tuned to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.